Hello and welcome to this AAT podcast as part of the AAT Members Weekend Session on Social and Environmental Accounting, Sustainability and Performance Reporting, given by Professor Adrian Henriquez of the University of Middlesex. It is a deeper look at techniques to measure economic impact. First of all, Adrian, I understand that sustainability involves good performance in environmental, social and economic terms. So what is the difference between economic impact and social impact?
Well, at one level, economic impacts are just one particular kind of social impact. After all, economic activity is very much a social enterprise. It involves a range of different parties, that is, stakeholders, working together to make something or deliver a service. But economic activity has such a great effect on our lives and is of such importance to companies and all kinds of organisations that it merits separate treatment. And despite, or perhaps just because of its universal application, it is very easily misunderstood.
Misunderstood?
Yes, one important part of economic impact is the financial performance of an organisation, that is, shareholder return on investment, for example, or financial surplus. Now, especially for AAT members, probably more than enough has been said on those issues, and I certainly won't be saying more here. The misunderstanding comes from thinking that that is all there is to economic impact. But in fact, economic impact includes the impact of an organisation on the local and wider economy. How does a company economically affect its suppliers, for example, or other stakeholders, including employees?
So are we talking about economic quantities like GDP? How are these relevant to individual company performance?
Well, of course, the prospects of the economy as a whole, and therefore of companies within it, is measured by quantities like GDP and the trade balance and so on. And yes, a given company has some effect on that, although in most cases it is small. But large companies do have a measurable impact on the UK as a whole. BT estimates it is responsible for 1.8% of the UK's gross value added, for example. And Unilever has made similar calculations for its impact on Indonesia and on South Africa. But perhaps more relevant to most companies and to most of their stakeholders is the calculation of impact on the local economy.
So what sorts of measures are useful for that purpose?
Well, there are two measures in particular which have been used to give an insight into local economic impact, LM3 and SROI. The reason I pick these ones out is that although they are based on well-established economic analyses, they do not require extensive economic and statistical expertise to calculate and can be applied by organisations themselves with modest resources. Now, LM3 stands for Local Multiplier 3. It is designed to measure how an organisation's spending ripples out through its local economy. So when an organisation pays its staff, those staff spend some of that money in local shops, and those shops spend some of that to pay their staff, and so on. And all of that spending is what creates a vibrant local economy. So to calculate LM3, you first need to add up all the spending of your company in a particular locality. This will usually include staff and may include some payments to suppliers of various types. The important thing is to ensure that you do not include spending that is outside the chosen local economy. And this first round of spending would give you LM1, which can be expressed as a ratio of money spent locally to total spend, or as the proportion of locally spent money which stays in the local economy, which for LM1 will always be 1. To calculate LM2, you would need to discover where your staff and suppliers spend their money. The amount that is spent in the same local area should be added to the total. This will increase the scale of the local economic impact of the organisation's spending. And you can guess that LM3 involves taking account of another tier of spending. And of course, you could go further. Each additional tier, though, will add somewhat less to the local economy. And in practice, three tiers is regarded as the practical place to stop. Some recent examples of private companies in the UK using LM3 include Rio Tinto Alcan in the mining sector, Egger, which makes wooden panels, and Sheffield Forge Masters International, a steel engineering company. Rio Tinto Alcan used LM3 to support their discussions with European policymakers. Egger used it to bolster a local planning application to expand their premises. And Sheffield Forge Masters used LM3 to underpin their bid for regional and national economic incentives for a major physical expansion.
And what about SROI?
SROI stands for Social Return on Investment. What it is actually measuring is the economic impact of an organisation in relation to different stakeholders. SROI can also be a good measure of the kind of social impact that the organisation has, though it is, in some senses, two kinds of measures rolled into one. Instead of just following the money which the organisation spends, like LM3, SROI considers all the financial flows which result from the organisation's activity. So, for example, By employing someone, a company may remove them from unemployment. This usually means that their income will increase, but it will not increase by as much as their net salary because they will lose unemployment benefit. So the net economic impact is lower than the local spend alone. At the same time, by employing them, the amount which the government has to pay in unemployment benefit will decrease. So for the government as a stakeholder, there is a gain. There are obviously a number of different financial costs and benefits for each stakeholder which can be taken into account. And it is also possible to consider the consequence of non-cash effects on stakeholders by finding a way to express that financially. For example, someone who was unemployed will no doubt gain in skills and confidence as a result of getting a job. That could be quantified, perhaps, in terms of a decreased likelihood of future unemployment. SROI, like shareholders' return on investment, is usually calculated by means of summing and discounting all these future cash flows to give a net present value. Of course, there are many tax considerations to producing a robust figure. SROI has been used by a number of voluntary organisations to calculate their impact on poverty, but it is also being explored by the NHS in the UK to gauge their impact on the local economy.
You have mentioned some examples of the use of these tools, but why are we not seeing them used more widely?
I think the answer to that goes to the root of the way economic activity works in most of the world. The relentless pressures for cost saving, for example, drive companies to centralise their purchasing. That leads to larger suppliers getting larger and driving smaller companies into greater difficulties. At the same time, there has been perhaps rather limited concern shown by companies for their local communities. So in order to revitalise local economies, we not only need the tools to measure economic impact, we also need the business case for using them. However, I believe that the resilience of companies, their ability to cope with adverse circumstances, can be enhanced if they have strong links to their local community. And working to understand your local economic impact is very much part of that.
Adrian, thank you very much.